Hey guys, Harry Chi from Around the House. You know, we just dropped our first member-exclusive podcast with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation. He actually interviews me to find out my history and how I got this far and what I did to learn construction and DIY projects. We also discuss things that, well, don't go to plan and how I battled adversity early on in my career, including some pretty poor decisions in my younger life. We even talk about how I ended up in Rolling Stone magazine. Now, if it was only for playing music. To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and sign up for Around the House Insider Premium Membership. Not only do you get to hear the weekend show a couple days early, you get all these member-exclusive content. And it's only $4. Now that's even cheaper than a beer at happy hour.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you got
Gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is our midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that came up during the middle of the week or, well, we just didn't get to last weekend. For instance, last week I was on Saturday. I had my interview with Kevin O'Connor from This Old House. So Saturday we're going to try taking a lot of your calls and getting those in right before the holidays. I know it's a busy time of year. Everybody out there getting those last little bit of shopping things done before Christmas. However, you probably have a little project you got to get done first, so we'll be there to help you out. But I wanted to talk a little bit about something that came up this week that was kind of interesting. I wanted to talk about, well, you know, people are having a hard time finding contractors out there and then are sometimes very shocked at what the bids are. So I wanted to talk about some of the things that are warning signs when a contractor doesn't really want to work with you or is way too busy to work with you. So here's some of the things I wanted to give you as warning signs for you to be aware of. First off, I don't even have to say this, but I'm going to anyway. Make sure you've done all your research. Are they licensed, bonded, insured? Don't believe that they told you this. Now, did you do your research and find out? That's the key right there. You got to make sure that you get on the state website, whether it's Washington, Oregon, any other state, make sure all of those things are current. Now, when you do that, save it because I want you to go back and take a peek at it for the day you sign the contract to make sure that's still available. Because sometimes what'll happen is you'll look at it, oh, okay, do your research. That's great. Everything's good. And then it's a month or two before you sign a contract. Then you sign the contract and it's all run out. Maybe the insurance has lapsed. Anything like that. Little things happen, but you want to make sure that the day you sign that contract, that is good. So go back and check that. Now, here's the thing. Contractors have a big, long list of people out there that want to work with them. So it lets them, well, have the availability to cherry pick projects. And what I mean by cherry pick projects is contractors like nice big projects that they can get in and get out of, have easy homeowners to work with, and they can get the job done that fits in their wheelhouse. But let's say that you want to have a plastic bathtub surround from the home center installed. A lot of times contractors are going to look at that are more bath remodeling contractors and go, man, that's a lot of work, little return, not going to make as much money. I think I'll go take on this big project and not do this one. Well, so many times they don't want to get a bad review because people, if they come in and say, I don't want to do it, they'll roast them on Yelp or BBB or anything else for not wanting to do their project. So what do they do? Well, here's some of the things that happen. To do that, they will, one, price them into submission. So if you've got a project where the numbers seem way out of line because, well, you were smart, you've got a couple or three different quotes or at least some estimates out there, then, well, you know that somebody's pricing you into submission. They'll look at it and say, man, I don't want to do this project. However, I'll do it if it's worth this. The problem is some people don't know what this is and they pay for it. And you get paid for the pain of doing the project. So they make it worth their while. And, you know, I get it. If people, you know, it's business out there. You know, people will pay what it takes to get it done. But sometimes you really pay to get it done, maybe sometimes twice what it should cost. So I call that charging them into submission. Don't want to be that person. However, that is one of those things that if you're getting your multiple bids, you'll kind of root that out pretty well. Now, if they don't call you back, guess what? If you've got somebody that's so busy they can't call you back, and you have to make 4, 5, 6 phone calls and they don't call you back, guess what? They don't want to do the project either, or they're too busy. Now, if they're too busy now, they might be too busy when they do the project. So make sure that you get those communication problems figured out early. Now, here's the other one. They give you a flat price, tell you you have to go shop for materials yourself. They don't account for any of the numbers. And, you just get basically a napkin quote. That's another one of those. Make sure you... Here's the thing. If a contractor doesn't put the materials in his bid, he doesn't have to cover those things as warranty because you're purchasing them. How does that make a difference? Let's say you want a new bathroom vanity, sink, countertop, faucet in there. Well, if you put the faucet in, you went to the home center, bought the faucet, everything seemed good, you paid him to put it in there, and a week later you've got a defective faucet that's leaking, guess what? You're paying for the plumber to come back out and fix it. Now, the faucet company is usually going to give you the free parts, but they're not going to pay to have the plumber come out and take care of it. So you're paying a few extra $100 for that quote-unquote warranty work. So be careful of that. I want, if I'm doing a project, those parts to go through the builder, remodeler as much as possible so it gets covered with their warranty. That helps really save you. And if you think you're going online to buy stuff cheaper and not do it, guess what? You are taking a huge risk yourself. So be careful with that. That's where a big common mistake is done and where remodelers don't want to mess with it. And more importantly, homeowners will step over dollars to save pennies because they're taking a huge risk of not having a warranty on the installed product. So something to take a peek with. Also, make sure that you do all your research on the products you use. So many people, when they're out doing their own shopping as this, they end up getting kind of caught up because they mismatch parts. Oh, wow, this faucet doesn't meet code. This shower doesn't meet code. This whatever. All these things that don't mix and match. They get the wrong vent hood for the kitchen that doesn't meet code. These are all things that you want to have your remodeler involved with. So another good tip. All right, be careful. I know everybody's thinking about getting projects started here in the spring or just after the holidays. Make sure you follow some of these rules. And if not, send me a message at ath@kxl.com if you have any questions on that. All right, everybody, coming up Saturday, we've got a fun show ahead. One of the hours, we're going to have JT, the cowboy cook, in there. He is our cooking proteins expert. So we're going to talk a little bit about cooking some of those holiday meals because it's around the house. And you know, some in that house is a great way to cook something like a prime rib, or maybe you're going to put in a big Christmas ham, something like that. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those dishes. And if you're not catching him, he's on the Radio Northwest Network, like Around the House. And then we're going to talk about some tools and some projects, basically last-minute projects and buying guides for if somebody has a question about that gift for that special someone that's an Around the House DIY type person, we're going to help you with that as well. All right, Saturday, noon to 2, KXL. All over the Radio Northwest Network, streaming live at KXL.com. And more importantly, you can catch the podcast after the show ends just about anywhere else out there. All right, survive the rest of this holiday, pre-holiday season, because Christmas is coming up next week. Stay tuned, Around the House, Saturday.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.